Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.
Praise God. You may be seated. I just give honor first to our pastors of this house, Pastors Josh and Karen, and I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. I bring love to you from Jamaica, where I was last week, and God just doing some amazing things. In spite of what the enemy is doing, and I want to start right there, in spite of what the enemy is doing, and as crippled, not just the world. Brother Rob, good to see you. It's a long time. I love you, bro. It's good to see. There's something about the spirit of this man that even when I don't get to talk to him, but I just rub next to him, I just feel so blessed. God bless you. There's just something that the enemy is doing to the world first, and actually creeping in the church, where even the church is becoming so fearful and so so weighted down by what's happening in the world. But like I said to the church in Jamaica, when the church is the church, and when we recognize who we trust, and when we recognize that we have the love of God on our side, then guess what? We can stand up and declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we can say, it is well, because God is on our side. Amen? It is well because the love of God rests in us. So we've been exploring the love of God. And like I said to Pastor Josh, I didn't even say that in this first service. Like I said to Pastor Josh, it seems like I'm blessed to always be closing out some powerful series that God has given to him. And I'm humbled and honored to be doing so. Because when I thought about all the teachings that we've gotten from the love of God, I'm like, okay, God, where am I going to go now? And God says, simply close this series with the church of God. We need to trust the love of God. We need to trust the love of God. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But I will believe in the name of the Lord our God. Pastor Josh and the praise team just sang, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of So why don't we trust in the love and the name of Jesus? There is no good thing, let me declare it, before we even go into the word, there is no good thing, Brother Rob, that he's going to hold from those of us who walk uprightly. No good thing. So I'm going to go to the scripture today, and it's a very, very familiar verse of scripture that I recited, I think, from my head, like we love to say in Jamaica, from my head was at my knees. And I'm going to ask the church to recite it. I don't even need to read it, and I'm guaranteed that most of us know it. John 3, chapter 16. Those of us who know it, show by the raising of your hands. Okay, can we recite it together? Let's go. Four. It's a scripture that we repeat over and over and over, Brother Rob. We know it like the back of our hands, but we take it for granted. For God so loved, and excuse me today, I'm being a little bit personal, and I want you to personalize this scripture, because by the help of God and the Holy Spirit, when we would have left here today, I want us to trust the love of God unequivocally. One of Pastor Josh's favorite words, and I just love this man of God. One of his favorite words when we share is to take God out of the box and realize how big our God is. So my prayer for us today is that, yes, we will trust the love of God. For God so loved Pastor Pete that though wretched I was, though sinful, yes, a pastor's son, still just at one point of my life didn't want anything to do with church because I felt like it became so burdensome. But until I met Jesus, until I understood the love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, the fact that it flows beyond the highest mount and it reaches to the lowest valley, then I could only understand at that point, for God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that Pastor Pete, though in trespasses and sin, he still loved me enough. I wasn't even born yet, but he loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son so that Pastor Pete can have eternal life. And when you have eternal life, that means you have everything that is in God. I am not looking, Brother Rob, for eternal life when I die. I am living eternal life here on earth. So I can have everything that is in God today, now. Oh, love of God, so rich and pure, so measureless and strong. It flows beyond your human comprehension. Anything you can think, God can do it. Wow. You think it, God can do it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He not only do what you think, but exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can think, ever think, or imagine, according to the love and power of God that worketh in me. Let me tell you what the Word of God says. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. I see, I just love the Word. I could just read these verses and shut my mouth and go home. That's how powerful the Word is. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. And again, I'm personalizing the Word today. Know therefore that the Lord, my God, and you can personalize it too, because my God is your God. Know therefore that the Lord, my God, this is a part of the verse that just blows me out the water. He is what? The faithful God. I don't think you hear me. No. Hope united beyond the shadow of a doubt today. Therefore, that the Lord our God is God. Is God. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, and everything that comes in between it, that's our God. And having said that, he is the faithful God. He cannot, will not, and will never change. Like the song says, I was saying in the first service, Pastor Karen, he will do it again. The Holy Spirit got a hold of me in praise and worship in the second service and said, Pastor Pete, you left the all out of it. He will do it all again. So everything you've seen him do before, he'll do it all again. My God. Not some things, but all things. So just like he shut the lion's mouth in the lion's den, if you trust God in your lion's den, he will shut the lion's mouth for you. Because he's a faithful God. Hear this. Continue in verse 9. Keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who what? Love him and keep his commandments. Hope United, I'm declaring to you in the name of Jesus today that if you love him, if we love him and keep his commandments, then he's a faithful God to keep his covenant to each and every one of us. And not just to us, but to our children and our children's children, because the word of God declares, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seeds begging bread. I tell my siblings all the time, why are you stopping to worry? Don't you trust the promise of God? Don't you believe the promise of God? Our parents live a righteous life. Therefore, I don't care what is happening. The Lord will make a way somehow. John 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. My God, the love of God, measureless, strong, powerful, works in every area of our lives. So I want to look at a few points today to encourage our hearts. Because like I said at the very beginning, that enemy of fear has gripped our world, our nation, and sad to say, even our churches. But I'm here like I declared in Jamaica last week, that guess what? I refuse to be fearful anymore. Was Pastor Pete fearful? Of course I was. I had to go down to God in sackcloth and ashes. I said, God, if I am fearful, what the congregation's going to be doing? They will be fearful too. But I realized that I serve a God that is bigger than I, bigger than the mountains, bigger than the problems, bigger than COVID. I don't think you hear me. My God is bigger than COVID. So therefore, I'm not focusing on COVID. I'm focusing on and trusting the God of my salvation. That's why the psalmist says, I will look to the hills. Stop looking to what a man can do for you, even what the pastor can do for you, and look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because my help cometh from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. So I dare us today to trust God's love with your health. There are some of us who are going through many, many things, even health-wise. And you're worried and troubled. And I start with COVID because it's the name on the land today. But I'm here to tell you, nothing happens to a child of God by chance. And nothing happens to a child of God unless God permits it. So I am not worried anymore about COVID. I'm not worried anymore about how I'm feeling, because I trust God with my health. The Bible declares, by his stripes, I don't think you hear me, not by the stripes of animals, not by the stripes of Pastor Pete, Pastor Josh, or any other human being, but by the stripes on Jesus' back, I am healed. Trust God with your health. I shared in the first service a testimony I'd never shared in Hope before. But every time I think about it, as God is removing that, has removed that spirit of fear from me, he reminded me, especially when I hear the song, he will do it all again. God reminded me of 1986 in London, when I was in school, driving home, and the stoplight said red. Thank God my classmate was in the car with me. And he said, Pete, you didn't see the light say red? I said, no. Next day, I was totally blind, brain tumor on my brain. My mom flew over to London, and she began to pray. Then in London, I worshipped at the City Mission Church, and because we had none of my dad's churches there. So I worshipped at the City Mission. On the day of the operation, they decided, said, it's a 50-50 chance that he'll make it out of the surgery. Well, my mom said, I believe in my God, and my God has never failed me yet. They began to pray, she and five other members from the church. They gave me the anesthesia, and I'm laying on the operating table. And as strong a surgeon as they're doing, they said, I'm supposed to be out by the count of five. I got to five, and I was still counting. I got to 10, I was still counting. I got to 20, I was still counting. Next thing happened was that I threw up. And when I threw up, my mom ran in the operating room. They're telling her she can't come in there. She ran in there and she said, before you cut my son, do another brain scan. Well, here you see, there ain't no scars in this head. Because Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, he did the job. You can trust God with your health. You see, my God never lies. Pastor Josh, I was here singing, he'll do it again. God said, I dare you. I mean, he'll do it all again. He will do it all again. You think it, you've been through it. God will do it and more. By his stripes. It doesn't matter what the doctor tells you. We serve the greatest physician of all. The doctor's got to listen to him. The surgeon's got to listen to him. The nurse has got to listen to him. My church of God, let us listen to him. Take him at his word. By his stripes. It doesn't matter what the enemy says, what the doctor says. I dare you to declare in Jesus' name, today I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I give you the praise. Tell you about the healing power of God. I don't know why I feel like sharing a bit today. Every Christmas time in Jamaica, they have Christmas programs. I was home on a holiday and driving a busload, 25 people in my dad's minivan from a Christmas program back home to Buff Bay, Portland. And the next thing I heard, I came to the top of this hill. Pastor Joshua drove up it. I don't know if you remember it, so I won't even try to jog your memory. But you get to the top of this hill, and when you go down, you have a U-corner. When I just before I got to the top of the hill, I just wanted to stir up somebody's spirit, to have faith over what, Pastor Josh? Faith over?
Fear.
Oh, my God. Faith over fear. My God, let me tell you, I was getting to the top of that hill, and I heard this crashing sound under the van. Nobody else heard the sound. And when I got to the top of the hill, I stopped, went under the van, I borrowed a flashlight, and the next, within 2 minutes, I was gone. Then I was used to trouble with asthma, and I had a real bad asthma attack that took me out for 2 days. But my God loves us so much. We can trust God even with our health, even in situations that are unexplainable. Nobody else heard the sound, but God would have allowed me to hear that sound and park that van at the top of the hill so that all the 22 souls would be saved. You doubt the power of God today. God can do exceedingly abundantly above that which you can ask or even imagine. Here is one that blows our mind. It had me down for years until Bishop spoke into my life. Some of us go through failures. Some of us have gone some places that people have scorned us. But I'm here to tell you, don't worry about what people think about you. I love to sing the song, I am redeemed. Bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you today who you are, all you've got to declare is tell them that I have been redeemed. Yeah. Failures does not determine who you are or where you are going. Hear what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. But because of his great love, I like to tell you what the word says, because when I am in my moment of despair, most times I don't pick the phone up. And if I'm not sure where to find the scripture, thank God for Google. I speak into my phone what I need to hear from God. And believe me, I get that word right back from him. So hear me today. Sometimes you need to open that book and begin to speak even in the middle of your failure. When everybody said there's no good left in you, just understand that God is still fighting on your behalf. He's at the right hand of God making intercession for you. So Ephesians 2 verses 4 and 5 says, but because of his great love for us, God, not Pastor Pete, but God, who is rich in mercy, verse 5, made us alive. Made me alive. Somebody need to speak to their spirit now. That though you were lost in trespasses and sin, God made you alive. Though you feel like you can't make it because you keep stumbling your foot against a rock, but God, who is rich in mercy, still makes you alive. And by the way, don't use it as an occasion to sin. Made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in trespasses, it is by grace I have been saved. It is by grace you've been saved. So yes, you might have gone through some failures. And like I love to say, Brother Rob, mistake is not a mistake if you learn from it. It is only a stepping stone to where God is taking you. That's why I love the scripture in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. The minute I confess my sins to him, it doesn't matter, Sister Minerva, what anybody thinks about you. The Bible says, there is therefore, not tomorrow. Brother Rob, I am so blessed by the word. You just excuse me for a moment, because sometimes we get so taken up. I lived walking around with the guilt of my shame and my sin until Bishop said, I don't see you and God don't see you for what you've done, but I see you for where God is taking you. And look at what the grace of God has done. There is therefore today, if you confess your sins to him and your failures, there is therefore today, this moment, no condemnation. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I add verse 2, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So don't let anybody tell you about your past. Rejoice in who you are. Rejoice in who you are in Christ Jesus. Trust God even in your failures. Trust that he will see you through. David messed up, but what God said, he's a man after my own heart, because David saw his sins, ran to God, and repented. He will do it all again. He will do it all again. All you've got to do is believe him. Believe him. So trust God with your health. Trust God with your failures. Trust God with your failures. Knowing this, let me just encourage your spirit. James 1:3. Knowing this, that the three and four. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Understand that all the trials you're going through is to work patience in us. But let patience have her perfect work, that he may be made perfect and entire fullness of God working in you, wanting nothing. Next, really quickly, and here is the one of the things that has gripped our nation and gripped our church. Would you trust God in the moment of anxiety, our anxious moments? Let's be real. We have turned to different sources, complaining, talking. We can't even see the good. I was sharing with Pastor Josh and not talking politics because I'm far from it. But here, I watched the news. We met on Thursday. So Thursday morning, that's when it came out, and the GDP was at the highest it has ever been. Now I watched it and I was like, thank you, Jesus. At least we're coming out. And I got all excited because I've been praying for change. I've been praying for God to work, not on presidents. Oh my God, today I'm getting, what they call it, Trump's behalf alone, because we're supposed to pray for our leaders, but I'm praying for God to intervene in our land. Huh? And I see a great GDP number, and the next thing I saw, Pastor Josh, they didn't talk about the great number. Oh, what the fourth quarter is going to be. That's the society we live in. That they sow so much fear in our hearts that the fear has now crippled the church. Now, guess what? I didn't worry to listen the rest of it. I just gave God thanks because I said, God, even when the bases were closed from March to June 11th, you opened and you made a way for me. So I am not depending on a man because a man is not my source. God is my source. The man is only my resource that comes from God. Stop looking at a man and trust God. As I said earlier, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Because the Bible says, the Lord shall, not my, shall supply all of my needs according not to a man's riches, but according to his riches in glory. So I don't worry about what the economy looks like because the economy does not dictate what I have or don't have. My God shall supply all of my needs, all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So be anxious for nothing. Humble yourselves, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand that he may lift us up. And like I said, I'm personalizing. The Bible says you up. But I'm personalizing for us today. I'm believing that we are going to trust the love of God today. That he may lift us up in due time. God's time might not be your time. God's time might not be my time. But I know that I know that I know that he will make a way somehow. I am trusting him to do it in his time. And his time is always the right time. I don't think you got that. His time is always the right time. The songwriter says, I thank God for the mountains. I thank him for the valleys. Some of us gone over some mountains. Some of us might be in the valley. But the songwriter Andre Crouch says, but I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. Because if I did not have a problem, I wouldn't know. Hallelujah. I wouldn't know that my God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith over fear in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. I shared the message earlier that COVID, like I said, came at a time where I was just, the projects were all going and I was so taken up with the project, my prayer life had gone down. And then I started saying like everybody else, I'm bored being at home. And the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and said, how dare you? Instead of you take this time to get in touch with me, instead of you take this time to go to Nice City and build a relationship with me, you're complaining about how bored you are and you got the scriptures to read. You got Nice City to go to. Well, I tell you what, one of the things COVID taught me is I found the answer. I've learned to pray. I know what it is to go back to Nice City and go to God and see God work. Be anxious for nothing. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Trust God with your fear. If you are honest enough before God today, you can say, yes, I've become a little fearful. But God has not given you the spirit of fear. Say the word of God, but it's given you the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind, self-discipline. Trust God even with your fear. Many things the songwriter says about tomorrow, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and most importantly, I know who holds my hand. Trust God with your fear. Trust God with your fear. Trust God's love to love the unlovable. Now we trust in God with our health. We trust in him in our failures. We're trusting him with our anxiety. We're trusting him with our fear. Now that we've gotten to that place where, God, we're going to trust you regardless of, then here comes the trying part, that we will be tried. We're going to have some neighbors that are so trying that it's hard to get along with, some co-workers or some friends. But God is saying, trust him to love the unlovable. Trust him to love the unlovable. That's a difficult one, huh? 1 John 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everybody who loves, my God, has been born of God and knows God. We can't love unless we know God. We can't love unless we get to the place to trust the love of God. When we trust the love of God, then we're going to be like the Bible says, we will be able to love our neighbor like ourselves. In spite of their faults, like Christ looked beyond our faults and saw our needs, we're going to look beyond their faults and we're going to love them. And that's why some of them only see Christ in us. The only God they see is the God in us. So trust God to be able to love the unlovable. And last, but surely not least, trust God's love with your future. Mm-hmm. Aren't you a little bit troubled? Aren't you a little bit troubled what tomorrow holds? We're hearing about rioting and all kind of stuff. Guess what? I am standing here declaring that the angels of the Lord encampeth, stands guard, protects those that fear him. I'm standing here to remind the church of God that God is our refuge. I don't think you hear me. I'm trusting God with my future. I don't worry about what man plans. I know that God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help. A very present help in time of trouble. Trust God with your future. And I got a promise from God for you today. As you trust God with your future, think Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know, saith the Lord to the church here in Pembroke Pines. For I know the plans I have for you. Declares not Pastor Pete, but declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Stop worrying. Trust God that he will keep that which we have committed unto him against such day. Though the heathen rage, though the billows might be dashing, we have a God that can speak to the ocean, speak to the wave, and say, peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Trust God's love. Trust his love today, Hope. I have determined in my mind that I'm going to trust God because he will never fail. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, for he will strengthen thine heart. As I stand to use this, as we ask you to stand with me, we're going to declare something in the atmosphere today. Daniel in the lion's den, trust God to close the lion's mouth. David trust God in front of Goliath, that one stone by faith would do the job. You might see your giant standing in front of you today, but I dare you to trust God's love. You might be feeling ill today, but whose report are you going to believe? I dare you to trust God's love with your help and believe the report of the Lord our God. I trust you that today, as we close, you'll be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, in everything, give thanks. I dare you to trust God with your future because he knows the plans he has for you, and that is to prosper us and not to harm us. And if we believe that, then we're going to love and trust God's love in every situation. And as I close, I'm going to use a declaration that Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. And I'm going to read and I'm going to ask you if you believe it today. And if you're declaring today that God, I'm going to trust your love, then you're going to say this after me. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, Jesus, who loved me. I know the scripture says us, but we want to personalize it and make it our own declaration today. Who loved me? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else created will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Will be able to separate me from the love of God, hallelujah, which is in Christ Jesus. If you're here today and you're not saved, you don't know the love of God. Right where you are, I'm just going to ask you to lift your hand. I'm not asking you to move because we're not asking anybody to come to the altar. If you have not experienced the love of God, you can't trust what you don't know. But if you don't know Christ today, just show by the raising of your hand right where you are. Right where you are. And if by faith as you trust him, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. To us, God's children, with everything happening around us, fear not. Fear not, saith God, for I am with you. I am with you. I know the plans I have for you. That plan is to prosper us and not to harm us. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God says, I am come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Bow your heads with me right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that in spite of what the enemy has been doing, you have reminded us today to trust your love in every situation, every area of our lives. To trust faith over fear. To know that God is God and he will make a way somehow. So, Father, as a church today, we declare no in all these things. We are more than conquerors through you, Jesus, who loved us. For we are persuaded today that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, God, neither present nor future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything created, will be able, God, to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, as we made that declaration today, we know we are going to be tested. We're going to be tried. But God, we are determined in our minds, in our spirit, in our hearts today. We have made that declaration to you, and the angels bear witness, God. So we know, God, that your word cannot lie. So we know that you will keep today that which we've committed to you against that day. So we surrender every fear, every anxiety, every health issue, everything, God, to you, even the unlovable. We surrender it to you today. And we say, God, keep us in the hollow palm of your hands as we trust you in your love in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you for strength, health, provision, for doing for us exceedingly abundantly above that which we can ask or even imagine, according to your power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory for doing so. And the church says, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.